This week on the Ranch, we dive deep into the playing cards, the Storm weathered us, and the Cowboys have got Granville at the back. This is On the Ranch.
This week, we're breathing the clean air of the Poddock's freshly cleaned aircons. Pistol's been on the tools, and we're donning the green and gold in prep for 2032. Welcome to On the Ranch. Welcome to On the Ranch, episode 82, on this beautiful Wednesday, the 28th of July. And it's no Cowboys birthdays this week, so I'm not going to look at the other teams because it's players that I don't particularly like. So moving right along, I'm Rob, I'm at XR Bob on Twitter, sitting diagonally across from me. It's Morgan at Holmes, no, at Morgan Holmes. Ooh. Evans.
Morgan at Holmes.
Morgan at Holmes.
This week, the Storm are downgraded to a Category 2.
Oh. I think we've got a new intro speaker.
The debut makes a try-on debut.
The debut makes a try-on debut.
Your debutante.
Can you edit that?
I can.
And we almost get the chocolates against the league leaders. That's as best as I can do.
I like it. All right.
Hello, everyone.
Sitting across from me, Matt Pistol.
Back.
At On the Spot.
I'm back.
The Gutho hairstyle's back too.
I know.
Yeah, it keeps it out of my eyes.
Yeah, you probably need that when you're on the tools.
I thought curly hairs didn't do that.
Swinging pliers again.
Swinging the pliers.
Cutting cable, swinging pliers.
I thought you said swinging pies.
Sounded like
cutting
it.
Cables. What are you bringing out of the toilet or something like that, isn't it?
Making an honest day's pay.
You got the craft rights.
Bunch of pen pushers.
That's not what you were telling me before. Diagonally across from him at the Barking Frog MC.
What's up?
Sup.
You thought I was going to say something else?
No. I was just, yeah.
My homies. There you go.
I actually saw a clip of that ad again this week. It just... The old, what the... From
Scary
Scream,
Movie.
Scary Movie, that's it. I was going to say Scream, but that was the serious version.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Scary Movie was probably a bit scarier, actually.
Yeah, it was a lot better.
Yeah.
At least.
At least easier to watch.
Well, this week, a couple of comments. Lawrence Morano said, Georgie has put the mocker on Hamaso. Let's hope he did the same to the Storm. That was before the Storm game, obviously. But, yes,
Georgie.
Georgie.
Yeah. That was a shocker.
Yeah. But at least it wasn't a footy injury. Like, it's something that, you know, could happen to anyone anytime, just basically.
Go to the video on that. I don't want to put the mocker on the guy, but he's going to, injury-free, he'll be a Cowboy for 10 years, as long as he stays injury-free. 24 hours later.
Not even 24 hours.
No, I think it was probably that night.
Fair go.
He was probably under the
probably
knife.
Probably fine. As George was saying that, Hammer was sitting at his house. He's gone, oh, geez, what was that?
Yeah.
Seriously,
like that.
6 weeks, bro. That is a long recovery. Yeah. These days you do a knee op and they got you bloody walking the next day.
Yeah.
6 weeks is a long time.
Well, it's abdominal surgery.
You could have a heart replacement and you'd be out in four.
Probably not.
You wouldn't be tackling Tamalolo, though. If
well,
you
he's
had
on
a
the same
replacement
side, mate.
In 4 weeks.
Attacking Papa Lee.
Papa Lee, hee hoo.
Dino said, hey, boys, I'm Reggie Bacon. He couldn't find the message on ESPN, but I'm hell keen for my sticker. Cheers, boys.
Have you seen his haircut?
And I did get his sticker in the mail, Dino. And
it's a dirty mullet.
I also got someone else's in there in the mail as well who got Perfect Round this week. I think it was.
It's got me buggered out. Dino hears, actually. He's got a raging party at the back. All business up top.
Oh, did you see it?
Yeah, I've seen it. He's got multiple interesting hangers.
No, you should see the one he's got now.
Oh, right.
I don't think anything beats Pappenhausen, though. Like, that is the best. That's the league leader, right? Clubhouse leader.
It's up there.
It's got to be.
Tell you what, look around at some of the AFL haircuts.
Oh, the Richmond
team. The mullet has fallen out. Oh, yep. My God. That is glorious.
We're just looking at Dino's new haircut lately.
That is.
We might have to put that up on the ranch page.
You need to keep that. When you go and change it next, Dino, you need to just cut them off nicely and keep them because celebrities will pay top dollar for extensions that look like that.
I don't disagree with you at all.
He's got the golden locks.
Does he what?
Has he ever?
Let us know if you give us your consent to show the rest of the world that, Dino.
Oh, considering he wears it on his head, I don't think he'd have too much of an
on the socials.
If I, even when I start losing my hair, I'm going to send him a message.
Oh, yeah. You get yourself a replacement.
I'll go blonde.
Yeah.
Blonde, straight hair away from the brown.
Well, curly. You'll have more fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Allegedly.
Apparently.
Ryan Robbie asked, are we making the finals?
Yes.
Yes.
If we play, and I know we're going to touch on it shortly, and I don't want to speak too far out of school, but if we play the rest of the season like we did last weekend, yes.
Okay. I'm going to go with no, because I've...
You've done the maths?
You've not the maths, but you can do the ladder predictor, and I'm seeing us around 9th or 10th.
Okay.
Which is still, given, I'd be happy.
The last 2 weeks' losses when we were in the balance doesn't help.
But we've still got a topple. I mean, we've still got Eels and Manly ahead of us. They're going to be hard.
They're going to be toughies. I think we've got to win every game from here on in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're pretty much playing Moneyball now.
But we've got Titans, Tigers, and Broncos this week. So you could probably... I won't say they're gimmies.
No.
But anyway, moving on. Basil Nelson says, does the league have a designated... Does the league have a designated rules interpreter like some other sport because the refs are woefully inconsistent? Yeah, it's Graham Annesley.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
And he comes out after the game and says what was right and what was wrong.
Yeah, well, look, I guess I want to talk about, to fill in on that question, I guess the two tries disallowed in the Cowboys-Storms game, I mean, I know they both negate each other out, but both of them should have been tries, ours and the Storms. I had no problem with either of them.
Yeah.
Just as you say that, Morgan puts in the run sheet, rule of the week, much obstruction. Do the refs have a rule of the week?
Yes.
Yes, you could have just said it.
I wanted a little lead up for it.
Yeah, right, okay. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Well, you just got it.
I wanted to be introduced. Can I have my own little stinger, my little opener?
You want an opener? Well, you want to do... Oh, okay, I'll
have to make one up for you.
Yeah, we can do that.
Mm. Actually, we got it the other week. I took a sample of it. It's the beer bottle opening.
Done.
And you do your spiel.
Yep. Works, mate.
Done.
No, but I honestly, I don't know what your thought patterns are on it, but I felt that both of those tries, both ours that was disallowed and the Storm one that was disallowed, I didn't have a problem with them.
No,
I know by the letter of the law, no, it was on the inside, but the defender, both our defender and their defender, was nowhere near it.
What class is a penalty try?
That's a whole nother kettle of fish.
Yeah, that's a judgment call.
That's a judgment call.
Because Kyle fell.
Both times he was in the air, he got tackled. Got a penalty for one of them, but we didn't get the penalty for the one when we needed it.
But he was on the line. He obviously loses it. And Adokar is the only one making the tackle illegally. He scores a try if Adokar doesn't make that play. So technically penalty try, which would then rule out the Kane Bradley Shepherd, which then would rule out the Brandon Smith one because we would have had the ball back in possession.
Oh, it's like I said, both of those Shepherds rule each other out. So it didn't make any difference to the score line, but it could have. From a momentum point of view.
It would have been 6-6 instead of 10-0.
Exactly right.
Well, given how tight the game was and how much we had them, we were keeping them restricted. I don't want to say restricted. Probably taking it to them more than I expected.
Yeah.
It was a tight game. A lot tighter.
Anyway, I think Pistol's fair in where he's going, though, with that. I mean, that first one of Kyle's where Adokar did tackle him in the air, and they got the penalty for it.
Yeah.
But that last one where he should have got the penalty again, and even Tamalolo went up to the referee and said he's tackled him in the air and still didn't want a bar of it.
Mm.
So it doesn't make sense to me. They were both as bad. I don't think it was a penalty try. I'm not going to sit here and try and scream black or blue whether it's a penalty try. But at the end of the day, it should have been a penalty though. If you're going to call it down the other end, and then the same things happened in the second half, and almost identical. Like, there was no danger in it. It wasn't a dangerous in-the-air tackle.
Doesn't matter. If you're going to get a letter of the law for obstruction,
exactly.
You need to get a letter of the law on everything.
Including
tackled in the air. And if you've got hands around, which you did, tackled in the air.
Where Dad's going with that is in the basketball, they have the coaches are involved in that as well. So then the decision-making is not decided by the coaches as such, but they have a big input on it so that there's an understanding of it from the start. There's no what you say to what we think you're saying. It's a what we all say.
I thought rugby league had that years and years and years ago.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Something similar. And from my point of view, I thought that's what not so much the RLPA, but to a point, the RLPA should be involved in something like that.
Yep.
You know, because you've got representatives from each club.
I know the clubs have to vote on when they wanted to do the six again and all that kind of stuff. The clubs have to say, yeah, let's have a crack at it and see if it's going to work. I believe they did.
Because that seemed to me more like something that Volandis and Abdo just went, this is what's happening.
And but they can't. They can't, because then all the clubs, if the clubs don't want to do it, they'll go, we're not going to play.
I don't think they can say we're not going to play.
Oh, that's how Super League started.
Yeah, I don't know if that's how Super League started either. But there's a lot more involved.
I know there's a lot more, but at the end of the day, the basis of it was is the same as, we don't like the way you're doing things, so we're going to go start our own league. That was the be all and end all of Super League and the ARL war.
A lot of money involved. I don't think you couldn't turn around and say, no, we're not playing this week.
Oh, but you know what I mean, though? It's like you still get a say in it.
Look what happens with the Dragons. Yeah. They got exemptions to play, effectively, when half the team should have been off the field. They should have struggled to field the team.
See, for me, I agree. That, for me, should have been a scenario of, well, you've got to forfeit the game.
Yeah.
Especially being in the bubble. I mean, if you weren't in the bubble, then you'd probably be able to field a side. But inside the bubble, sorry, you screwed up. You screwed up that badly. If Melbourne's... Okay.
Yeah.
If Melbourne Storm can lose their premiership because of a brown paper bag deal, why cannot St. George forfeit a game because they can't field a team? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't see the difference. And I'm not here saying whether Melbourne was right, wrong, or in between. But to me, same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both brought the game into disrepute.
Yeah. And major breach of rule.
Exactly right. So why do they get a compensation? Go, okay, well, you can have half of them sit out this week and the other half sit out next week. No, sorry.
Mm.
You broke the rules. They had every right to kick him out of the comp.
I'll tell you why. They're a Sydney team.
That probably didn't hurt.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you on it.
And they're a founding team.
I don't care.
Imagine if it was the Titans.
I really don't. For me, it doesn't wash.
And they have a red V on their trenches.
What if it was the Titans that did that? Or Cowboys.
Or us. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They wouldn't hesitate.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like it. I mean, we're probably being a little bit more one-eyed now, but yeah.
What if it was New Zealand?
No, they wouldn't have. Nah.
No, but, I mean, okay, take away what they've done for the game over the last 12 months, 18 months. Take that out of it.
Yep.
If it was New Zealand 2 years ago, the Warriors came over to Australia and
the ran Warriors would probably tell them to go jam it, would never come back.
Yeah, this is true too. They'd all go play rugby union.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't see the difference. If you can go strip a premiership off a club because of a brown paper bag deal, why can't you strip premiership points off a team because they've broken the COVID rules?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm. And not only that.
I'm not saying they need to lose all their games, but they
stripped it off the Storm.
For the whole season.
For the whole season. So nothing they did. They couldn't gain premiership points. Plus they lost, what was it, one or two other premierships from previous years.
Yeah.
So.
You know, all because of...
Brian Waldron, you can say his name.
Well, no, but you know what I mean? Like, something that's happened in the background.
Yeah.
And the players become the scapegoat for it.
Mm.
Look, don't get me wrong. I know players, agents and all that kind of stuff have a lot to do with it as well.
That's a whole other... We could deep dive.
But the player agents don't know how much money the club spent.
No.
So for me, that's a club problem. That's not the players' problem. The players have to suffer because of it.
Yeah, but
this is a player problem. The only way the players are going to learn is if you hurt the club. Yeah, I don't see the difference. I really don't. I don't understand why they can still put a team on the field, but yet Melbourne lose. Like basically, for how many games did they have to play before the season was done? They had to play about another five games once the decision had came out. They had to show up for another 5 or 6 weeks.
Who's it?
Storm, when they got their points stripped from them.
Wasn't it almost the whole season?
The whole season.
Yeah. Almost.
It happened in like round two or three.
They
were on like 10 points. They got 4 points for the bye.
Yeah, something like that. You know what I mean? Right, yeah. But kudos to them. They showed up and played.
And lost like 4 games for the season.
Yeah. They went out there and upset a lot of other people.
Anyway, Carsten Brum asks, any thoughts about the ARLC and NZRL retreating from the RLWC?
So the Australian Rugby League and New Zealand Rugby League pulling out of the Rugby League World Cup.
As I said live, this was a live question. Couldn't care less. The Rugby League World Cup, I don't put any stock into personally.
Nah, I don't like how they run it.
No.
If they're going to run it, they need to run it like the Rugby Union World Cup.
I just have no interest in it.
Yeah, it doesn't have that pizzazz like all the other ones do they?
No. I'd rather watch Australia versus New Zealand or Tonga versus Samoa.
It's starting to get better.
Tests. I have more stock in tests, and I don't even have much stock in them.
Like I went to a few of the games that were played here for the Rugby League World Cup. I went to the Australia England game in Melbourne, and that had a really good buzz to it. It was the opening game of the Rugby World Cup.
Yeah, but if you're going to it, you're going to with people who have an interest in it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did they sell out? Were they?
I think it was pretty close. I can't remember the exact numbers, but she was pretty full.
Mm.
That was at Amy Park.
Yeah.
I agree with you though. I think the Rugby League World Cup's a bit of a
wank.
Yeah, it is, you really.
Know, you know what would make the regular league but World Cup
in saying that, it's getting better, though. I mean, look at the last one. Look, Tonga showed up. You know, Samoa started playing a few good games here, there, and everywhere. Yeah. It's not just – when it was just Australia, England, New Zealand, and everyone else was just making up numbers so they could sell tickets, that's when it was a bit of a wank. It's starting to get a little bit better, but – why? I know you've got to nurture the game and you've got to try and bring these, you know, these minnow teams into the competition somehow, like your Romanias and your Georgias and all those kind of places. You've got to, in Italy and Greece and all that kind of stuff, you've got to give them a platform. But do you maybe go, okay, let's have your tier one team, so England, Australia, New Zealand, and your tier two teams like your Tonga and your Samoa, and then to make all these other guys, you know, you could probably get away with maybe putting Fiji and PNG in there, and then all these other teams play, and then maybe the winner and the second place getter out of that little competition can come in and play against the big boys.
Like a Premier League, you
know. Yeah, UEFA.
Something like that. Didn't they do that at some stage with like the cricket, with the 2020 competition or something like that? They had a little mini comp and then the winning two teams, the top two teams then came in and played in the big comp?
Yeah, sort of. That's how Ireland got to play.
Yeah, and look at them, and look what it did to them. Look what it's done for Ireland cricket. They've actually become quite a bogey team for a lot of other teams. You know, they gave South Africa a run for their money in the T20s this week. You know, you've got to give these teams the opportunity to play. But yes, but it happens even in the Rugby World Cup. I mean, you saw New Zealand rang up. What I remember them beating Japan nearly 100-0 at one year. You know, Japan. Now look at Japan. They're actually. They beat New Zealand, didn't they, the last World Cup or World Cup before that? They gave them or someone like that. They beat Ireland or someone like that. They're getting better. So you've got to throw – you do have to give them an opportunity. But, yes, you're right. The Rugby League World Cup, to me, I do agree. It's probably a little bit of a – yeah, okay.
Especially now.
From a viewer point of view, you could have the internationals. Yeah, have all the teams you just said. Put in New Guinea, Fiji, New Zealand, England, Tonga, Australia, all that. But – incorporate a barbarian side and state of origin. Have, if you're, Australia's the pinnacle, so if you're playing for Australia, you're not playing for Queensland or New South Wales, so you might have, Cherry Evans could be the halfback for Australia, so he won't be the halfback for Queensland. It might be Jake Clifford or it could be Ash Taylor or someone like that. Have a Queensland and New South Wales side. Obviously Tedesco, he wouldn't be playing for the Blues because he'd be in Australian jersey. So have like a Queensland and New South Wales team amongst it as well. Because I'd watch the Queensland side more than the Australian team.
Is that a bit
team.
Like the Australia-Australia, eh?
Yeah, cricket? Sort of like that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Sort of like that.
Interesting.
But it wouldn't be called Australia, it'd be called Queensland. Hope Queensland beat Australia.
Well, why don't they go the whole hog then? Why don't they go the whole hog and then go, okay, so you've got Australia, New Zealand. What about the Indigenous All-Stars and the Maori All-Stars if they don't make the Australian or New Zealand team?
Oh, now you've got that's it. And then you've got that's Queensland and New South Wales as well.
Yeah, that's what I said. You had a barbarian side.
Mate. So that's, we could do our own World Cup just here without
the
all
the barbarians. Them. Is a mixture of the Maoris and the
look. The reason let's be honest though, the reason they pulled out is because of COVID.
Oh yeah,
they don't want to put their players through that headache, and they may not be able to afford to keep them for the extra 2 weeks or whatever it may be that they would need to isolate, either getting over there, then isolating, coming back. So that's a month. The players would probably have to isolate before they could even start.
Playing. None of the players would want
to
do that.
You could just move it all to like. UFC had Fight Island. Just have it all played on
Footy Island,
Muro Atoll, or somewhere like that.
NRL Island. I've seen some. There's a few.
There's a couple of islands you can quite easily.
A few Twitter people who are very keen for NRL Island.
Yeah,
you know, like it'd all be completely 100% safe.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah,
you could have a footy field and a bar.
Well,
you
could.
Hey, yo.
You could. I haven't been watching yet, so don't tell me anything about that. All right.
The thing.
Oh, you haven't?
The local girl's already gone, but anyway.
Calliope. NRL World Cup at Queensland Calliope.
Yeah, right. You could have it out at... You could have
servo,
it,
though.
You could have it out there. Central West, Buck Alden, Ilfracombe.
Yeah. Why not go to the home... Go out there in, like, Alice Springs or something like that near Ayers Rock?
Yeah, I'm not playing footy out there. Jesus.
At night.
Harder than...
At night.
Right.
Yeah.
It's colder than here at night.
Beautiful.
Lovely. Anyway, round 19 on Friday at Queensland Country Bank Stadium. The Cowboys were hosting the Storm in front of 14,924, apparently, allegedly.
Yeah, it looked pretty full.
Yeah, okay. No worries. The Cowboys, 16, taking it to the Storm, who got over it over top and scored 20, but damn, it was close. Oh. Halftime score was 10-6. Tries to the Cowboys for Cohen Hess, Kyle Felt, and Kane Bradley in the 74th minute. 2 from 3 from Scotty Drinkwater. The tries for the Storm: Josh Adokar, Justin Olam, Remus Smith. Sorry, a double for Adokar. And 2 from 4 for Nico Hines. And I tell you what, in my mind, that their winger, whose name I can't pronounce, is one of the names I can't pronounce.
Jennings?
No, it starts with an I.
Ikevalu?
No.
Smith?
That's
Smith.
Yeah, no, I don't think I can pronounce that correctly. Eremiah. Dean Eremiah.
Oh.
So he did that kick in the air, basically socketed it, and they scored off that. For me, that was the difference.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it was...
There was a bit of ball spectating happening on that. They were all hoping it was just going to go out. And he's,
well, it should have, by rights. And I guess that's the difference, though, the Storm. Yep. They're always in it. Mm. It's always a live ball for them. So it is what it is. But, yeah, going down valiantly, I'd like to say. I think our defence was, well, I know we've talked about it, line speed, especially the last few weeks. And in this game, it was top notch.
If you hadn't watched the game all season and didn't know any of the results before that game, you would not know that the Cowboys were on a 5-game losing streak.
Yeah.
No.
You would never have known. You would have assumed that they were up in the top four.
Mm. Yeah.
That was their best game of the season. And yes, the result doesn't say that, but that was their best game of the season in my eyes.
Well, and I know we were saying last week, and a lot of other people were saying as well. Even better than the
Raiders'
comeback?
Yeah, I think so.
Even better than the golden, the one-pointer against the Bronx?
I said this season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was one point against the Bronx.
Oh, yeah.
Down at QCB.
Yeah, no, I do actually. I think this was better.
I think we played awesome.
Yeah,
we did. Again, given it was against the latter leaders, exactly. I can see what you're saying. Yeah.
Well, I said it last week, and I think a few of us have said it, and I know a lot of other people said it too. I said, if we lose by less than 10, that's a win.
Yeah.
In saying that, I said that to Coops after the game. I said, I'll take that as a win. And Coops turned around and said, he goes, no way.
We didn't get pumped by 40, mate.
No. And I tell you what, after he said it, I sat back and thought about it and went, you know what? He's right. We were up.
Yeah.
He turned around and said, he goes, we were up. If we were never up, then yeah, but we were up.
Mm-hmm.
That just shows the mentality of a football player compared to us. You know, I'm happy with that game. We'll take that as a win. No. And you know, if he's felt like that, I can only imagine what the boys would have felt like in the shed. I reckon they would have gone in that shed dirty as.
And I think the Storm scored pretty easy to get up over us too.
Oh.
Like, wasn't it out to the left of a Fox to get up?
Yeah. The second try was an easy one. Yeah. Didn't break the line. I was like, what the hell did he run up into the line for that?
There was twice. That happened twice. I mean, look at the one that got disallowed for the Storm, as we were sort of touching on earlier. That was a Dearden coming out of the line way too early. We were lucky that it sort of went against them, which I still felt should have been a try.
Well, I think even Todd Payton said that's the best game we've played all year.
I really do. I really do think it was the best game we played.
In the presser,
overall, I just think we looked like a complete unit.
But also,
we let in a soft try. There was that one time where Dearden went in early and felt he had to try and make the tackle, and we couldn't quite stop him in the corner. But I tell you what, now I know we'll touch on it shortly. But Bradley, okay, obviously making his debut. Yeah, he scored a try. Yes, he had one disallowed. But I tell you what, he made two tackles that kept us in that game early on. We put the winger went for the try line and then put his hand down just over the sideline as he was putting the ball down. We haven't done that all year.
Mm.
He contested the tackle, got the tackle, and put enough momentum into him to move him towards that line, and he's had to put his hand down. Yeah, and then he did another one a little bit later, not long after that saved another try. Pretty big, pretty ballsy moves for a debutant, you know what I mean? Like,
well, he's got two first names.
Fair enough.
We need to get him in a foam-padded hat.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yes, we do.
We need someone in a foam padded hat. Anyway, Jake Granville at fullback.
I liked it.
That was awesome.
Yeah, good.
He actually played really, really well.
Not the move I was expecting.
No.
I like him starting.
Yeah, look.
Starting, you mean playing full 80.
Hmm. Yep, I don't mind it.
It's a bit different there in fullback though.
Yeah.
There's a lot of running.
He did so well.
He played really well.
It was as if he's always been there.
Well, he used to play fullback.
I know. And
he's not. I don't think he's played fullback at NRL level though.
No.
He did at Wynnum though. He played fullback at Wynnum a fair bit.
Just looking up his running.
Yeah, I think that's when Greeny was at Wynnum and put him into hooking role.
Yeah,
I've only got him at 80 meters.
That's 80 minutes.
80 meters.
No, I've got him as 82, but 28 return.
I had him at 149 today.
I don't know what you were watching. Jason Taumalolo ran 147. Tom Gilbert 111. Helam Lukey 111. So solid across the board there. What were you looking at? What stats? Here it goes.
I might have scrolled over onto
something. He's probably looking at a game from 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I was.
Yeah, look, at the end of the day, though, I enjoyed watching him there. I mean, I don't know if I'd make it a permanent thing, but...
Well, he's there again this week.
Oh, you got to. Who else are you going to play there?
This is true. This is true. Dejan.
See, I like Dejan in the halves. I know people say he's a centre, but I prefer him in the halves. I like him. He organises pretty well.
You can put anyone at fullback.
Anyone.
When I say anyone...
Felty.
No, when I say anyone, you've got Cutters, Pride and Blackhawks.
Do you?
That all have a fullback. So there's three clubs, three fullbacks.
It's above his waist.
And
he's doing it anyway.
And along with that, they're going to have at least three understudies to that fullback role. So you've got a plethora of six fullbacks you could pick.
This is true.
So not that I'm against Jake, but I'm saying you've got at least six options you could have at fullback.
They're not in the bubble.
Are we in a bubble?
Yep.
Are the Cowboys in a bubble?
Yep.
Yeah.
All NRL teams are in the bubble.
Yeah,
all
right.
Apollo 4.
Right.
Which is they're only let out of their house to go to and from work and emergency shopping.
Right.
What about a biodome?
I don't think technically they have to be in a bubble, but I think they're doing it as precautionary because of all it takes is one of them to get something.
What if they were on geofencing?
Yeah, I don't know. Just ankle bracelets, you reckon?
Yeah.
I saw some of the Bulldogs players at the anti-vaxxer march in Sydney.
This doesn't surprise me.
Did you really? Or are you just saying that to get them even in more trouble?
Just saying it.
No, fair enough.
Yep.
100 tries for Kyle Felt.
The big Kyle Felter. Could have had about 103 tries by the end of the day.
100 for the Fox as well, but whatever. First time in history two players have scored their 100th try in the same game.
Kudos to Addo Carr, though. Felty put a post up on social, and Addo Carr was one of the first people to actually write, "Well done, brother."
Nice.
Yeah.
There is a lot of... I know there's
still respect.
There's a lot of respect in the game these days. You know, there was a bit of a period there where everyone hated everyone, but there seems to be a lot of respect between players and that. I mean, you think about it. I mean, they play in different club teams. One plays for New South Wales, one plays for Queensland, but there's obviously that admiration for each other in the sense of...
But they also would too because they've played against each other at that origin level.
Yep.
And taken it to each other. It's not like Addo Carr hasn't run over top of Felt in the same way.
No.
It's almost like that gay guy Latrell
Sailor
rivalry.
Or the old Wendell Sailor, Adam McDougall.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Yeah. It's just that... Yeah.
I know mutual respect.
Mutual respect.
Well,
you think about it. I mean, scoring 100 tries in the NRL is not an easy feat. Some people struggle to get more than one game.
How good's Ken Irvine getting 212 in an era where it was bloody tough footy? Scores are like 8-4.
So he's 30 tries behind Mango. So Mango's on 130 tries.
Mm.
So I have put a little bit of a challenge out to Kyle. I sent it to him yesterday. I think I may have even sent it from our Instagram page.
Oh, good. Get us in trouble.
Oh, yeah. I said to him, oh, that's all right. Three tries each game, you'll beat him. That's including finals, of course.
This year.
You score three tries for the rest of the season, including the grand final.
Five in the grand final.
I think he's going to score four in the grand final, and he'll get passed him by one.
He'll pass him this year.
This year.
Yeah, he's still got more years in him.
I don't care.
I want it this year.
Oh, right. Okay. No patience over there.
No.
All right, well.
I believe in him.
I think we did well in that game, and we'll move on to our 3-2-1s.
Let's do it.
Felty. I'll kick it off. Cohen Hess, I gave 3 points. Just effort, you know, and we've been seeing it week after week. He just seems to be getting better and better, and he stands out, and he's sort of taking a lead role, and you can see that, you know, like Mitch Dunn and that, and even Tom Gilbert to a lesser extent, are playing off that and seeing it, and everyone's sort of lifting. And I kind of wonder, now that I think of it, if that's as a result of Taumalolo having less minutes, the rest of the forwards just might be stepping up, which is Peyton's plan all along. But anyway...
Could be.
We digress just a little bit. 2 points, Jack Granville, we've already spoken about. Out of position at NRL level, but he held his own. And 1 point for Reece Robson, who's just a workhorse.
That he is.
Brr.
Nay.
That was my nay.
Wow.
That was my shocking, terrible, horrible.
Dog food.
Yeah. Pistol.
I'm on.
You're on.
Give us 3 points for Jakey G.
No.
Yep.
Okay.
I already wrote it down.
Yeah, you did actually.
I just think that, as a touch time, like, first time fullback in NRL, and he didn't... You know how you've seen other fullbacks that have gone in that position there? They're only there for a game fill-in. They're not comfortable. They're not attacking the ball. They spill the high balls in it. He was just, no, I'm taking it. And I think he made, one error, if that, for the whole game.
It could have gone very pear-shaped very quickly for him. Playing against a team like the Storm.
Yeah.
Could have quite easily gone very pear-shaped.
They gave him a few bombs to try, too.
Yeah. He'd have nightmares of Nicho Hynes running at him. You know, like the way the Storm have put 40 points on every team in a row for the last 10 or 11 weeks.
Yeah.
So that could have been one-way traffic, and he'd be going, oh, can someone make a tackle? Not this again. So he held his own quite admirable. Taumalolo for two for mine. Got the boys running on the front foot. It was just a shame that their rotation put a spanner in the works. I think someone went off HIA or injured or something. He only come on with 10 minutes to go. I think they were trying to get him out
Robson
there.
Robson went off for the HIA.
I think they were trying to get him out there with 20 to go. So he would have played at least 70 minutes instead of the 60. So and on top of that, like I said, he carted the ball forward. He was looking at his damaging best and laying that platform. And 1 point for brother Kyle. 100 tries in his career. Should have had two in that game. I still think that first one was a penalty try. If you're going to put a grubber in behind the line and you're chasing it and you know you're going to get to the ball and someone tackles you off it and no one else is around, they give that a penalty try. So if you leave for the ball...
You've got to be 100% certain that nobody else would have stopped the try.
And so in that instance, so they've awarded penalty tries like that before. In this instance, he goes up, out leaps Fox, catches it cleanly, gets tackled in the air in the same process. He's getting dragged back, and it was only a one-on-one. No one else was around him. I do not see the difference.
Very true.
If it's going to be awarded a penalty, make it a penalty try.
Morgs?
Right, I struggled with mine. So I flipped a few players in, a few players out last minute.
Oh, and you did too.
I'm seeing it two ways. I like to think that it's a sign that the team's really going well and good, consistent, even effort, and there's no real highlights and standouts, or it could be my indecision, but I'm going the first one. So it could be the second
one. All right, I'm going to go the second one.
Yeah, $1.10 on the second one. So I've gone three for Robson. I had Felty there for a bit of what Pete was talking about, but I don't want to just give Felty points just because he scores. So I went for Robson because he's just every week in, week out, he's getting stuff done. Two, I went for Jakey G, just doing Jakey G things. He was fantastic, and he's someone you can rely on, and he's been there for us so many times, and I think he's bloody brilliant. For 1 point, I went maybe a little bit different. I went Kane Bradley. I thought he had an awesome, awesome debut coming in against the Storm of all people, scoring a try.
This is true.
Should have got more. I reckon he was awesome. So hopefully he gets some more runs during the rest of the year.
All right.
Cool. Oh, Frog.
Hang on, Frog. Before you go, I just want to put a smokey in here, as Morgs just said about Jakey G, locking him in for Club Player of the Year at the end of season awards.
Oh, okay. Very good.
What's that called? Is that the Paul Bowman Medal or something like that?
The Player's Player or the Clubman of the Year? Or the club, like the actual Player of the Year?
Player's Player, or either or.
The Player's Player.
Yeah, the Clubman.
The
Asiata won it last year.
Okay, that's the Clubman of the Year.
Yeah, that one.
That's the one that Benny Hampton won as well.
Yeah. I'm putting Grant.
That can go to anyone in the club.
Locking him in already.
Okay, fair call. Well, I went Tommy G for three. I just love his spark, man. He's a monster on the field. He's a serial pest. He likes to niggle. He got into a couple of little niggles with the Bromwich brothers, and it was quite pretty to watch.
He's also, just as an aside, yesterday was nominated for the Ken Stephen Medal. He is in the running to win that. So every club nominates a player to go for this Ken Stephen Medal. And, Tommy Gilbert's the Cowboys nomination. So jump on to, I think it's NRL.com.
Yeah, you can vote for him.
And you can vote for Tommy Gilbert. And I've certainly put my vote in for him.
Sure. 2 points, Jake Granville. I totally agree with what everyone said.
He's going to shoot up the ladder this week. Rightly so.
You can't expect someone that's never played in that position before to go in there, and I was nervous as hell when I found out. I'm just like, oh, God, here we go. I thought we were trying to avoid the cricket score, and he held his own. He did really, really well.
How do you think he was feeling when he found out that he got the gig? Hammer went out on the Wednesday and the game was Friday. So Peyton's obviously had to call the team. Yeah, we're going to run with Granville at fullback. Fucking what?
I reckon he's underutilised.
Coach, I'm a 30-minute player.
And My 1 point, you weren't on your own, Morgs. I went Kane Bradley as well for 1 point. The reason why, and I sort of touched on it before, he made a try-saving tackle, forced the error, but it was also that Melbourne put through a kick. He went back. Now, normally most players will just try and hope to God that it'll go over the dead ball line. No. He grabbed it, he ran, and he almost made it back in.
Yeah.
Stretched out, put the ball, and it was just on the line. You know, and touching the line, that's in goal. Mm. You know, little things, just little things. I mean, I don't know whether you call that naivety, stupidity, or just hunger.
One percenters.
One, but it was, yeah, exactly right. For me, that I haven't seen that for a little while from a lot of players in our team. And I think that might have been, if you could put a new player in each week who brings the enthusiasm of a new player, then that might be enough for the club to sort of step forward a little bit. His enthusiasm, just sort of, you could just see it vibing on everyone. You know, when he scored that first try, even though it got disallowed, you could just see all the boys.
Everyone was
just
happy.
Everyone was just lighting up. I mean, I think everyone, it's pretty clear when a player scores their first ever try for the Cowboys, everyone's in there. Like when Tommy Dearden scored his first one, everyone was in there. Yeah, and I love that. So, yeah, so that's why I went Kane Bradley for 1 point there. All right, top five after 19 rounds. We got a clear top five. A clear top five. There's no joint. It's all individual players.
Wow.
First time this season. So in first place on 52 points, Scotty Drinkwater. In second place, polled a few votes this time, and he's just starting to shore that gap a little bit on 45 points, Reece Robson.
Mm-hmm.
In third place, sadly, he's going to be out for pretty much the rest of the season on 39 points, Hammer. Then, yes, you're right, Robbie did jump up the list quite well. He's on 35 points now, Jake Granville. And in fifth place on 30 points, brother Kyle. And then we've got a few others. Holmes is on 29, Talagi's on 26, Tamalolo on 25, and Wright on 23. And then the rest are in 19 and lower.
Yeah, Jakey G.
Big jump.
He polled
9 points.
9 points.
9 points this week. So he was our game player of the game.
I've got 7. Oh, sorry. Now I see. Granville, Morgs, Wright, Jakey G.
Yeah.
Well, that's how he's known.
Okay.
You guys put Granville in. I don't even know who that is. Who the hell's Granville?
Can I just touch on with that game against the Storm? We spoke about referees and their obstructions. I want to know what a head high is again.
Yeah.
Kenny Bromwich got put on report for what was worse than what Robson did against the Sharks, and he went for 10.
Mm.
And Nicho Hynes almost took, I think, Talangi's head off and only got a penalty. Where's the 10? That should have been 13 on 12 for at least 60 minutes.
Mm.
I didn't see what happened to Reece Robson, but what knocked him silly?
I think it was in a
tackle. Oh, it was a head clash, wasn't it?
Kenny Bromwich got put on report for it.
It was that one?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, right, okay. But just on report, that was it.
Well,
was
report there a high tackle.
I know, was there a penalty involved?
Yeah. Well, it would have been a penalty, but yeah.
But if it's report high tackle, where's the 10 in the bin?
A couple of weeks ago, he was gone.
What's the difference to, Robson against the Sharks when he was on the ground making a legs tackle and... Yeah. Tolman or whoever it was put himself in a shit position.
It's a standard league crackdown. It's like the play the ball.
And then you look
to touch it with your foot and make an attempt to touch it with your foot. You don't
have
to.
Was it Trent Barrett that came out last week and turned around and said something about the fact that if it was magic round, it would have been a send off? One of the coaches came out and said, well, if it was magic round, they would have been set off.
Yeah. I'm
curious to know if he would have got fined.
Nicho Hynes took Talangi. I think it was Talangi. Anyhow, it was Nicho Hynes. He dead set coat-angled him around the head.
We've got to be careful though. But Pappenhausen at one stage there too. Someone got him high.
Oh, a little bit when he came back on.
Yeah, when he first came on.
Just a little tester.
Yeah, it's just to see if he's all
right. Well, if it's a crackdown, make it a crackdown. Yeah. Stick by it. Yeah. Don't just change it.
It's the same as obstruction. Again. If you're going to be letter of the law with obstructions, be with head highs, be it with...
Well, that's right. That's why I didn't have a...
We're doing it for the players' safety. We want to make sure they're all safe, and we're doing it all for the safety and the... Oh, hang on. We've sort of ruined the game and we're turning fans away, so now we'll relax it. No, you draw your line in the sand.
No, but then they were stubborn enough to sit there and say, no, we're cracking down, we're staying cracking down. Even after all the backlash, and then it was... radio silence.
Yep.
And then it's faded away.
Yep.
Shit.
So how many times have in the past 7 weeks that crackdown crueled a team's chance of winning the game when they've had one or two people sitting in the bin?
Bromwich
goes to the bin, we win that game.
Yeah.
100 yeah.
Look, but I'm not going to sit here.
I won't say we win the game at 2016. I won't say we win but it should have been 13 on 12 for 60 minutes.
Yeah.
Round 20 this Friday. Suncorp Stadium. What a shock. Friday night footy at Suncorp. The Broncos are in 15th. They're $1.77 up against the Cowboys at $2.05.
Chuck a sneaky on that one, my friends.
That's strange. Anyway, look, the team is slightly changed. Only slightly different this week. Jakey Granville reprises his role at fullback. Kyle Felt, Murray Taulagi, Connolly Lemuelu, Kane Bradley are your backs. Scotty Drinkwater and Tommy Dearden in the halves. Frank Molo starting prop. Reece Robson, Jordan McLean, Shane Wright, Mitch Dunn and Jason Taumalolo round out the starting 13. Off the bench, Tommy Gilbert, Helam Lukey, Cohen Hess and Ben Hampton.
The hamster's back.
Makes his return. Who's?
Well, Jake is.
Who's out?
Jake
well,
is.
No one's out because Jake's playing because Hammer's out.
Yeah.
But who? Yeah, okay. Who,
same
who,
as last week.
Who played last week, though, that's not playing this week?
Dejan.
Dejan Arcee.
Oh, Arcee off. Arcee's off. The extended reserves are Lachlan Burr, Dejan Arcee, Peter Holler and Benny Condon.
Just with that, so Jakey G's got the one on his back.
Yeah, he does this week.
Yeah, and we've seen in the past. Yeah, we've seen in the past Cowboys with great number ones. Val, Cootie, Tamari.
Bowen.
Matty. Yeah, I'll leave him for last. Okay. Matty.
Good.
So if Jakey does a couple of steps, a freaky try, cutout pass, pots a field goal, wins the game, does he have every right to text Bowen and say there's a new number one that's better than you?
I don't know if he would say that, but he might say, hey.
Like, what were you doing for 10 years? Man, yeah, this gig's easy.
I don't know if Jake could be that kind of guy. I think he'd be a little bit nicer about it, just quietly. The Broncos, Tessie Niu, Corey Oates, Tony Staggs, Herbie Farnworth. Herbie. I wonder if he goes bananas much. Jermaine Asako. Sorry.
God. He might go to Monte Carlo instead.
He might. Tyson Gamble, Brody Croft. What a halves pairing they are. Keenan Palacia, Jake Turpin, Payne Haas, Alex Glenn, Jordan Rickey, and Kobe Hetherington. Kobe. Danny Levi, Reece Kennedy, Ethan Bullimore, and TC Rabati on the interchange bench. Half these players do not even have profile photos, I'll tell you now. Xavier Willison, Jesse Arthurs, Albert Kelly. Why does he not have a profile photo?
Albert.
And Xavier Coates on the extended bench. Jeez, hasn't he been given the shaft? Doesn't anyone who says they're leaving, they just get the shaft?
Yeah.
It's just like, nah, you're gone. See ya. Get off.
Hodges left Broncos for Roosters. Bennett did not pick him at all for the whole season.
I love that. It's so petty.
But then he bought him so back petty. A couple of years later.
Yeah.
All right, you got your bad habits out now. You can come back.
And just like, you're an Origin center. Nah, not playing you.
Nah, get off. Chris Sutton, our referee. Oh, great. Wonderful. Casey Badger, one touch judge. Peter Goff. I like Peter Goff.
Yeah, is that the one with the really skinny calves? That was
I don't know. I don't look at calves.
You know, who has one of the touchies calves?
One of the touchies of State of Origin had like he had nothing there.
Oh.
It was like he had sticks and there was just no muscle there.
Peter Goff's got the stash.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Okay, I know which one you mean.
Yeah.
He's related to Darren Goff.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Sure he is. Yeah.
And Peter Goff.
And Peter Goff for sure.
Yeah.
Does he own Goff plastics? Stephen Goff. Does he own Goff plastics?
No. Actually, I can tell you, he most certainly doesn't. Cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think TC Rabati's on the bomb website too.
just off the coast of Western Australia there.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't even know. Who is he? TC Rabati, never heard of him.
No, he's not bad. It's on the wrong side. He's actually all right.
For that kind of name, last name, he's on the wrong side.
Don't give him stick, he'll punish us.
Did he play last week?
Oh,
they played all right against the Panthers.
He's actually not been too bad.
He debuted in May.
But Panthers have an off every now and then.
New Zealand.
And they still got Nat Cleary.
Yeah, true.
They got out to 18.
And now they've just lost time.
Yeah, and only won 18-12.
Yeah, the game was already done.
Anyway, is what it is. It's the Forex Derby.
Yep.
Yeah. Championship belt.
Championship
belt. Because we currently hold it.
We do hold it. Yeah. The championship belt.
We're the holders, are we?
We are the current holders.
That's right, because
we beat them.
We beat them, yeah.
Yeah.
And then if we win, we'll be undisputed title holders.
Because then we play the Titans.
Because they beat the Titans the last time. So then we'll be undisputed, but then we play Titans the next week. So we can go to, yeah, dual title holders, undisputed heavyweight championship title belts.
I like
of the world.
Undisputed, yeah, I like that. The undisputed 4X Derby champion of the world. Yeah,
yeah, right, okay.
If we win the next two games, we'll definitely have that tag.
What do you mean if? I'm actually confident this week.
Yeah,
if Cowboys play the way they did last week Broncos play the way they did last week,
it'd be a bloody good game.
We're a shoo-in.
Yep.
It will be. Should be a good game. It always is.
Yeah.
Regardless. Oh. And I don't know if that's because I dislike the Broncos more than any other
Will
team.
It be another one-pointer?
Nah.
1-12?
I think you might actually see a blowout here. Now, there's not a lot of Cowboys games where there is a blowout, but I think we might actually do it in this one.
So 19 plus? 13-18?
I'll take the 13-18, yeah.
13-18.
Yeah.
It's not quite a blowout.
For us, it would be.
It's dominant.
A lot of our games are within 6-8. Yeah. I think if you look back through, other than one or two blowouts like Manly.
That's scratchy.
So 13-18, you reckon?
13-18, I'll go.
You watch me put that on, and at halftime, Cowboys will be up 42-0. Fuck.
Well, that's why you hedge, and you go 13-18, and also 19+.
Trues.
Yeah, see? Yeah. You got to know how to play it here.
It's a two-point line.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. $1.77 to $2.05, I'd believe that. Let's go to the Cowboys. I don't know if we've got any comments about the game. It'll be one of those tight ones, being at Suncorp, you know.
Yeah, remember last year we both were playing pretty ordinary and we went down there and absolutely walloped them, so.
Yeah, yeah.
We had the Holmes magic onto Hammer, so to score that long ranger.
This is a double header as well. The Tigers are playing the Warriors right before.
They've got the 6 o'clock game.
Six o'clock Friday game.
I'm
going to
be watching this from the suburb of possibly Bundaberg, I reckon.
I thought you were going to say Bruce then. What are you going to Bundaberg for? Time to visit the Rum Studio.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
I never doubted that you would be.
Make sure you're going for the rest of us.
Yeah, no.
You just holiday.
Yeah, because since I finished up at my job on Friday, I started a new one today.
You're going on holiday already?
Yeah, because I won't have enough time.
I bet the new
boss
likes that.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't care. He's happy about it because he would rather me come in for just these couple of days.
So you've got no leave built up, so he doesn't have to pay you.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So I'm just doing a couple of days now, just get inductions and learning
you'd
a bit
be
of the
getting
ropes
two pays and this week and cash in all your leave from the previous job anyway.
Yeah. That's sort of why I'm taking these 2 weeks holiday, and so we're going down to Bundy.
2 weeks?
So where are you next Tuesday?
Not here.
I'm just hearing that.
That's a shame.
I might be in Barcaldine or somewhere. We've literally not planned it. We want to do the Rum Studio.
Yeah, right.
And I've got to be back for work on the 16th of August.
Are you going to swing
Plast?
Cloncurry?
Maybe. There's literally no plans, and the wife is peeking about it.
Oh.
Because she's one of these ones that if you're doing a holiday in whenever, like say we do a holiday in December, she's already planned it back in February. Right, we're having accommodation here, and so on.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
She's
shitting kittens at the moment.
Shitting kittens.
Yeah.
Well, hang on. If we're on Pete's schedule and timeline, we'll see you in a couple of months.
So hopefully, maybe I might be in Bundaberg. Maybe we might be somewhere else. Could be in Emerald. I don't know.
Could be in Emerald.
Yeah.
Billow's good.
We'll travel. See a bit of the countryside.
You better take all your tools out the back or she'll be double
peeping. Yes, I know.
All right. Well, this year's footy tipping comp at espnfootytips.com.au. Get on board. Get yourself a signed playing jersey. All thanks to Be Clean NQ, who, by the way, have been really making some carpets look good this week and made the aircons smell amazing.
Oh, bloody good aircons.
If it wasn't mould in other places, it'd smell good.
We might need to get you back in a few weeks and redo them. Turns out we found a source of a problem. It wasn't the aircons.
And it wasn't the aircons, but the aircons were mouldy. They're no longer mouldy.
Do you inside building walls?
No.
Bugger.
I've got the right...
I've got a hammer.
I've got the right chemical. If you, expose it, I'll spray it.
Mate, I reckon...
And I'll fix you.
Can we spray Pete when he exposes?
Oh, I do.
Yeah, sweet.
It's like a cat.
Yep.
You spray him.
Yeah, good idea.
What the... I don't know what we're talking about. So round 19 has been won and done, and there is one perfect tipster this week. Greg Finn managed a perfect round.
Finno.
Greg. Greggles.
Greggo.
Greg Finn. Whoever Gregster. Greg Finn is. Anyway, I've sent you a message, Greg, and I can't remember if it's you that got back to me. No, it wasn't. to get you a sticker. So we're just waiting on you to get back to me.
Slide into Rob's DMs.
Yep, slide on in. I sent you a message on the footytips.com website. If you don't know how to get to there, just drop a comment on one of our socials, whichever one, and we'll get in touch. We'll get you a sticker. How about that? So, managed seven myself, nearly. No, not nearly. I got the very first one wrong. So I've moved up to 37, but our top 10, Webster 1 is still out in front, but you know, there's a mounting challenge from Year of the Cow and Farkoff, who are only seven behind. They actually They tipped one better this week, and there's enough. There's certainly enough because I believe we're going into the finals. So
is this
this round coming up? It will be Chris North 5, Harry NQ, the Irk, Red Hot Richie is still in the running. In from the cold, SME Simon and Jack Hammer round out your top 10. All still within the running. There's only 10 points, 11 points in it in total, and all it takes is one perfect round. And I tell you what, this round is the one to do it, the one that we're coming up with. Now, there were a few interesting ones this week. Farquhar only managed 2, and I think because he didn't tip a whole bunch of them, there was a whole bunch of people who didn't get their tips in this week. Yeah, so
sucks to be you.
To be them.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, I'm saying that to them over the sucks to be you for getting your tips in.
You're right over there.
Maybe you should have used the private one.
A whole bunch of people didn't get tips in this week, including people who are further up the ladder than the normal people down the bottom. Yeah. Pistol Blazing 2 Guns.
5.
5 this week.
Yeah. And
up in 70th.
Storm stuffed me over. I had the Cowboys in that one.
Yeah, well.
And Para.
Big George Gaddis managed 7. He's up in 66th. 66th. Just behind Kimbo Spice. Morgan TSV managed 6.
Yeah, boy.
On 109 points. He's excited. He does get excited. I tell you what, I was a little bit nervous going into the last game because a lot of people had a perfect round up until the last game.
Yeah. Does that mean a lot of people went to the Dogs or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Barking Frog on 47. In 47th.
Yeah.
Managing 6 this week. I've pulled away from you.
Your perfect round, and then you got one more on me this week, so you're back to that three on me now. That's right. Ahead. I'll get you this week in the
double round.
Double round.
If I get a perfect round, I'm going to do my best impression of our Aussie coach.
Okay. The ultimate warrior.
You got to film it though. We want to see it.
I will. I'll do it live. We'll go live on Facebook.
Play the warrior music too while you're doing it.
All right. Moving into this week, and like I said, it is the Joker round. So get them right, you'll get double points. Get them all right, and you'll get something like 20
points.
Points.
Yep.
I'll be leading.
This is my time to come back.
Oh yeah, yeah. You might want to make a start on that.
But peak climb.
And it all kicks off on Thursday night, the 29th at 7:50 PM. Venue to be announced. I don't know. I've got SCG here. Yeah, it's probably wrong.
Yeah.
But it's the Roosters.
I'm going to say Sunshine Coast Stadium.
Are you?
Someone get up the NRL page. Yeah, as well.
It's in Mackay.
Oh, that's right. It is too. Yeah.
I'm going to say Mackay Stadium.
BB Prince Stadium at 7:50 PM. And the Roosters are $2.35. The Eels are $1.60. Wow. I wouldn't have said that any other time. Interesting up there. I'm going to kick it off. The Eels went down to the Raiders just in the week just gone. That's actually the tip that I missed because I did tip the Eels. Are they, you know, tip them once. Shame on me. Tip them twice. No, I'm going to go the Roosters this week. Pete?
Yeah, I've gone Roosters as well.
Actually, I'm going Roosters by 6, by the way.
Oh, margin game, isn't it?
It is.
Hang on. Let me see what I put Roosters in it.
Well-oiled machine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just play some, like, hold music or something.
Well, I've gone Roosters by 2.
Moment, please. Thanks, Morgs.
4. No, I went Roosters by.
Yeah, Roosters by 4. Yeah, good.
I went the Roosters by 6.
Lovely. Mm. Oh, we'll see. Yeah, staying in touch. Friday the 30th at 6 PM at Suncorp, which we've already established. The Tigers are $1.50. The Warriors are now $2.60 because RTS has been released, sent back home.
So he can go play rugby.
So he can get out of the bubble and he can play rugby because otherwise he would have had to hang around in Australia until September-ish, potentially. Like would have been till the end of the season. Plus then do 2 weeks quarantine, which might have hampered on his union contract.
Well, they're going to let him. I think this will allow him to play in the Bledisloe if so selected.
And the other thing is because the border is probably going to shut in the next week or two between Australia and New Zealand. So, Tigers, $1.50. Warriors, $2.60. I'm going to go the Tigers here. I think disruption might be a bit too much for them. for the Warriors, unfortunately. I'd like to see the Warriors win this, but...
Yeah. I originally had Tigers because I haven't been keeping tabs on them. But then I saw that they're on the same points as us and better on for and against. So I've changed, and Warriors are actually below us on 12 points. So to help the Cowboy climb and not let anyone get above us, ahead of us, I've gone Warriors.
Okay, Morgs?
Which stuffs up Pistols multi.
Yeah, yeah. Morgs?
So we're cancelling that leg.
I've gone the Tigers on this one.
I've gone the Tigers.
Cool. The second game, $7.55. Broncos, $1.77. Cowboys, $2.05. I'm tipping the Cowboys.
$7.50. I've got $8.05 on mine.
7.55 p.m. Yeah, actually, it was 8.05 on the NRL website and 7.55. Look, go by the NRL website, footytips.com. We've got no idea.
You imagine if...
8.05 kickoff.
Broncos have the 8.05 time and Cowboys got 7.55 time and it was 7 and they've just kicked off and playing against no one for 10 minutes.
That'd be awesome.
What a debacle.
I'd hope we'd still win.
You'd be guaranteed 6 points.
Someone's got to be held accountable.
And then nothing for another 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Well, actually...
Because you still need someone to kick off.
The opposing team can't kick off.
6-0 after 10 minutes.
Oh, but isn't there a 30-second kickoff timer?
Oh, could
and
be.
And if it's breached, it's a penalty.
Oh,
yeah. And then you just take the tap.
Just take the tap.
Yeah.
Would you bother taking the conversion?
Yeah.
Would you? Would you bother taking the conversion?
Well, you're under the post and you take the conversion takes 2 seconds.
Would you set it up or would you do the old field goal? The old drop kick conversion.
Drop kick.
Whatever. Set it up.
Because if you missed, Actually, no, because you'd take it because if then the Broncos come out firing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you lose by two, you'd be...
You'd be dirty.
Dirty.
Mate, if you had a 10-minute head start and you lost, you'd be out of trouble. You'd be in trouble.
I've seen it. Not literally, but yeah, I've seen us play sometimes.
Mm. How much do you reckon you could score in 10 minutes with no one against you?
You're tipping the Broncos?
No. Cowboys all the way.
Oh, that's a surprise.
19 plus.
Morgs.
Yeah, Cowboys. And they're paying $2.05 apparently here. That's a bargain.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, you'd chuck a sneaky tenner on that for sure.
At least.
Yep. And I've gone the Cowboys.
Okay, good. Saturday, 3 p.m. And this one is at Brown Park in Rockhampton.
Hey, I might be able to go to that one.
Happy Morgs?
Yeah. Oh. It's
Would you be allowed?
Meat Capital.
I don't know. I'll be in that vicinity.
You don't know where you're going to be.
I think we're going to be somewhere around there.
Dude, you should go. How many chances have you got to see the Bunnies and Rocky?
Yeah. I could be that random Cowboys jersey
guy.
Yeah.
Instead of the random Bunnies.
Game.
Instead of the random Bunnies jersey, you can be the random Cowboys jersey. Yeah, I like it.
Surely your brother would have an old Dragons jersey laying around. You could wear one of them.
You'd be a dead man walking if you said, hey, we're stopping here to watch the game.
Nah, you get away with it.
Yeah.
Really? Just leave her at the caravan park.
You drop me off there?
Anyway, Dragons are $8.50. The Rabbits are $1.07. The Dragons are a shambles. I'm taking the Rabbits.
Yeah, Rabbits for the Cowboy climb.
Sure.
Yeah, I've got the Bunnies for me.
Yeah, well, the Dragons screwed me last week, so yeah.
That's the reason.
Cool. Yeah, I'm going the Bunnies.
5:30.
Hang on, who did the Dragons play last week? Oh, Titans. Oh,
Titans.
You got effed in the A.
Yeah, and I went.
All right, the 5:30 p.m. game on Saturday. This one is at Suncorp. The Knights are $2.20. The Raiders are $1.67. Didn't think of this one. Didn't have a look before I did it. Raiders are on a rise. I'm tipping the Raiders. Pistol.
Yeah, I went...
I'm waiting for the Cowboys climb.
Yeah, I went Knights, so that way Raiders stay on 18.
Is Mitchell Pearce back this week?
I don't know.
It just means
Knights will then be on 18. There'll be a log jam on 18.
I don't think he is, no.
Yes, he is.
Is he? Oh, you hit it. Yeah, he is. Yeah, turns out he's in.
Extended bench, number 21.
Okay. Oh, he's out. There you go. I was right the whole time.
So he's in, but he's out.
He's in, but he's out.
Piss off, Jack Gibson.
What'd you say?
I said, piss off, Jack.
Don't tell me to piss off you. Oh, big Jack's taking me. Sorry. Your tip?
Raiders on heater. Let's go Raiders.
Yeah, I was just asking if Mitchell Pearce was in there because it's more satisfying when the Raiders win when he's playing.
So you go on the Raiders?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. The doubleheader, 7:35 p.m. The Storm are $1.15 up against the Panthers, who are now $5.50.
Someone dropped out of the Panthers today, didn't they?
Brian Toto.
There you go. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Now, this one's at Suncorp, so it's a doubleheader at Suncorp.
Uh-oh, Dongo. Remember that show?
Yeah, look, I would rather the Panthers win here, but I just can't see it. Storm for me. Jeez, I hope Panthers win.
Yeah, I'm hearing you. But being double point round, I'm going the Storm.
Yeah. yeah, I see. Morgs.
The Storm will win. I think Panthers paying 550 is way too high. I think it'll be way closer, but the Storm will win.
Put that on with the Cowboys at $2.05.
Yeah.
That's money for...
Yeah, I've gone the Storm.
Cool. And on Sunday at 1 p.m, I need to jump across here to see where they're playing. Probably at Seabus. And it is. Bulldogs are 16th. Titans are 10th. Bulldogs are $4. Titans are $1.25. 2 p.m. on Sunday. I'm tipping the Titans.
I've gone Dogs. Cowboy climb.
Cool.
Dogs will have a big night at Hollywood Showgirls. I'll go for Titans.
As if they haven't already.
I've gone the Titans. But I tell you what, Dogs played quite well last week against the Sharks. So they were in that for probably two-thirds of the game, if not. Maybe three-quarters of the game.
I need to see them win two more games in Brisbane.
The line in that Penrith Storm game is 18.5.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be that far.
So, I've gone the Titans.
Okay, cool. 4.05. Now, this one is at Morton Daly Stadium in Redcliffe.
Nah, too far south for me. I won't be able to get that one.
Yeah, good to know. The Sharks are $5. Manly are $1.17. Easy one for me. Going Manly.
Where is that Dogs-Sharks game? I mean, Dogs-Titans?
Seabus.
Seabus.
So it's an away home game for the Titans.
Yeah, see, that's what I don't like about this. You're getting all these teams like Titans and the Broncos and are getting away games at their own home ground, but we don't.
Yeah.
Because they won't bring any extra games up here.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It does suck.
We could play them out at Jack Mansky.
We could.
The old 1-300. It's still there.
Yeah.
Might have had a hub here in Townsville. They could have played all the games here on two fields. Boom, done.
Yeah.
Morgs.
And the Sports Reserve and Jack Mansky, four fields.
Yeah, boom.
Did you say Manly or Shark?
I said Manly because of Cowboy Climb.
Yeah.
Charter Sales has Noble too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Play over.
Could you just relocate it all to Calliope?
The Eagles are going to pump. Strip. Are you going to pump the Sharks?
Yeah, Sea Eagles for sure.
Very good. And that is the round for the week. Subway asks, if you're tipping poorly, your comfort food is A, the ultimate meatball sub, or B, a pizza melt.
Pete, what's yours?
Pizza melt for me.
Oh.
Yeah, pizza melt for me too.
The ultimate meatball, though, is on that cheesy garlic bread.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Why can't you have the pizza melt on the cheesy garlic
bread? Because it says ultimate meatball. It doesn't say the ultimate pizza hero.
Yeah,
pictures are the same.
Would it be wrong of me to say I'd rather Quiznos?
Oh, I miss Quiznos so much. Chicken one they had with like the garlic aioli, kind of a wider sauce, bechamel. Oh, mamma mia.
Meatball's good, but it's a bugger if you're driving.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. Mm. So, give me the pizza on that one.
Yeah, because guaranteed one of the meatballs.
Oh, 100%. Or you get it on your mush, and then you've got to meet a client, and then you don't have a server yet because it's also on your hand. And
you need some of those Bond's X Factor undies, you know, because they call you meatballs when they fall on your lap.
They do.
Very good.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time of the night. All thanks to Fusion Networks. Get your seatbelts ready. Strap on in. It's time for Pistols Multi.
All right. Line up, punters. We almost got there last week, but something happened and Parra bombed us in the first leg. So, this week,
Who was giving us crap last week about not reaching?
Stuff, yes. So I've gone the Mighty Lions to topple Hawthorn at the line, which is a 29.5 start. That Lions have to win by 30 or more. Then we're going to go Geelong to beat North Melbourne at the line, which is 26.5. And also St Kilda to do Carlton at the line at 10.5. Carlton are a basket case. They've cost me too much lately. Then we're going to switch codes. Cowboys to beat the Broncos head-to-head into the Roosters to down Parramatta head-to-head. We did have the Tigers in there to beat the Warriors until I realised we don't want the Tigers to win because then that will disadvantage the Cowboys. So we're tipping on heart on this one. If you want to put the Tigers in, by all means, but I would not. So that all up is 33-1. Power played. Morgan's working that out now. I'm assuming it'll probably go to about 39-1. 20 on, shy of 800. Load up, punters.
It comes up to $1,061. Power play at $64.
If you keep the Tigers in.
Oh, yeah, if you keep the Tigers in. Yeah. Exactly how you had it before.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you want the Tigers in?
I don't care.
Get back to me on it.
Does that mean you're hedging your bet? For your tips, you go on the Warriors, but for your multi, you go...
and I don't do that. I put the Tigers in because I thought that they would need the Warriors, but now I don't want the Tigers to win because they'll exceed.
Well, what would it change if you put the Warriors in?
No, well, the Warriors probably aren't going to win.
All right, let's keep the Tigers in.
I don't mind dropping a tip, but when it's dollars...
Yeah. Let's keep the Tigers in.
Keep the Tigers in. Head-to-head against the Warriors, so that brings us up to a Geno.
Yep. Speaking of Carlton doing you dirty, I have some very late mail, but David Teague is very much about to be on the way out.
Wow.
Yep, he's going to get the axe.
I was surprised he's lasted this whole season.
Yeah, he's done good. He will be gone.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. All thanks to Future Networks and that little hot tip just on the end there as well. That is another week of Pistols Multi.
Morgan doesn't mind a hot tip.
Wow.
Love it.
What? Wow.
Yeah. Because he's got Bond's cooling nutsack jocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's us for the week.
I'm done.
If you're looking for us and you're on Instagram, type in the top at ontheranchnq or one word.
Yeah.
You'll find us. We're there. If you're looking for me and you're on Twitter, go at XRBob.
No one's on Twitter.
I'm on Twitter.
But I don't go on there.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're on bloody TikTok. Pistol.
Been on there for ages either.
Is that on the spot? Facebook page?
Yeah, I'm one of these still days. There. Yeah, one of these days.
Maybe we should put on the ranch on TikTok.
That's or, not. Or at or Morgan not. Holmes Evans.
Are we going to do one of those stupid dances?
Yeah.
One of. I think you've got to do lots of them.
Yeah.
My kids know how to do those TikTok dances.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe we can have a video of them showing us how to do TikTok dances.
Yeah, no. At the Barking Frog MC, he is on TikTok.
I've got some socials too.
Yeah.
Morgan Holmes Evans on Facebook, Fusion Networks on Facebook and Instagram, LinkedIn, and anywhere else you want to Google.
Yeah, at Fusion Networks. Get on board that one.
Do it.
And that's us.
For all your IT needs, hit up Morgs.
For your cleaning needs, hit up Be Clean. Thank you.
And all your MC needs, hit up the Barking Frog. And
if you need a Sparky.
Yeah, he is. He's back on him.
He's back on him. He's got a fresh set of brand new red Milwaukees.
Yeah. Aren't they craft rods?
Milwaukees. Milwaukee.
No, he bought Milwaukee tools and craft right bits.
Yeah, I thought it was. What was it? Odzits?
Ozito.
There's nothing wrong with us.
Ozito go hard.
Yeah, 10-year hiatus. Back swinging pliers today.
Cool. I got some work for you, my friend.
Mm. I've been giving you work. So it's all good. All right, that is us. We're out of here.
Once again, I know I said it on live, but big thank you to Hendo as well for helping me out on the weekend.
Okay, cool.
Good work, Hendo. Go the Cowboys.
Go the boys.
Go the cows. Now, after RTS announced his decision, I did hear a very, very bad taste joke about the situation of him trying to get back to New Zealand, if you want to hear it.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
We can cut it out.
All right. Basically, the joke went, if RTS is having trouble getting back in New Zealand, he might be able to give Manu Vatavai a call.
Wow.
Oh, dear.